Okay, so Steve, if you could start off, tell me who you are and about how you started off with this club.
So my name is Steve Liberati. I started Steve's Club in 2007 in North Camden, New Jersey. I was working as an exterminator for my father's pest control company. And I started meeting a lot of the kids, got to know the kids, and I started a little fitness center. Here we are today. The club has grown tremendously. I run the main location, which is our first one. Our first club, which is in Pennsauken, New Jersey. We now have 27 clubs in cities all over the country, so we're very proud about that.
How did you come up with the idea to start the club? Why did you want to do it? Sounds like a pretty big career change.
Yeah, I think it was just getting to know a lot of kids and realizing that a lot of these kids are smart. They have great heads on their shoulders. They just didn't have the tools they needed to succeed. So, my idea with Steve's Club was more or less to build a community. And I loved working out. That was a passion of mine and something I want to share with others. And I used CrossFit as the vehicle to bring the kids together.
And what is CrossFit?
So CrossFit is a fitness program. A lot of it's based off of body weight exercises. We incorporate Olympic weightlifting, gymnastics, sprinting. We combine it all into one workout. It's high intensity. It moves fast. But a lot of it's a short duration. So you're doing a wide range of things and in a group atmosphere. And I think that's what makes it so unique and why the kids love it.
My name is CJ, and I've been with Steve's Club about 3.5 years. I'm 18 now, and I've enjoyed every second of it. It's literally changed me. So,
how has it changed you?
I was always the type to work out or play sports at home, but the community is like a family to you. So if you got things to do for school or something, they push you into doing it. They make your priorities straight. Like, they help you out if you need a job. They help you with that, anything that you do. So,
is there anything else you wanted to add, Steve, about what CJ was talking about, how it's changed his life?
Yeah, just piggyback off of CJ, I think a lot of it translates into, carries over and spills over to other aspects of life. So, we really try to chase performance and try to be the best athlete we can. But part of that is also being the best person we can. I know that's what keeps me coming back, and that's why I love doing what I do, is because I see the attitudes that are changed, just the leadership skills that are developed over time, their confidence.
Gabby, I saw you nodding your head. Tell me what you were thinking about, and first tell me your name, your age, and how long you've been with Steve's Club.
I'm Gabby. I've been in Steve's Club for like 7 months now, and I'm 14, and like Steve was saying, it's really life-changing doing CrossFit because it's something different, something that teaches you a lot of things about life in general. Like, ever since I've been in CrossFit, I've learned a lot of things in life. I learned to work harder in everything I do, and that's basically what CrossFit does. It changes your life for the better.
My name is Dominic. I'm currently 17 years old, and I've been in Steve's Club for almost 9 months. My parents really like me going there, because not only it makes me a better person overall, and it keeps me out of trouble, it keeps me from doing what other things kids are doing. And they also like how I've been cooking my own breakfast every single day. Steve, he likes to talk to us about paleo, the paleo diet.
Steve, tell me about the paleo foods business and how, I don't know if any of these young people are involved in it, but tell me about it.
I started Steve's Paleo Goods by accident. More or less, I put the kids on a paleo challenge back in 2008, and they came back to me and said, there's nothing to eat during the day. The school lunches aren't really friendly, and they're not helping us meet our goals. So I put together some beef jerky, nuts, and berries in a bag, and I vacuum sealed it. They liked it. They kept asking me for it. I kept making it. We quickly formed a business around and said, okay, I think we're onto something here. We could use this to help keep the wheels turning and fund our club. And it turned into, a really good business. And we had the kids involved to help with the business. And it taught them a lot of lessons about responsibility. And so CJ, he currently is working for Steve's Paleo Goods. We have an entire line of paleo products that are, grainless granola. We have beef jerky, nuts and berries. We have dried fruits, dressings, and marinades. And that helps fund our entire mission of Steve's Club and our national program. So the two work hand in hand, and it works out very nicely.
CJ, did you ever think that you would be involved in not just a CrossFit gym, but also a paleo foods business?
I knew it was something healthy. People who know me know that I'm not the healthiest eater. But once I met Steve and everything, I started tasting the paleo foods, and it's not only just healthy, it tastes good. It tastes like regular food, except it has all the bad stuff it takes it away. So it's best of both worlds, kind of. So it tastes good and everything.
My weight started decreasing a lot. I really love that I joined this because it's really changed me. Like, I really love how, like, it changed my life and it changed the way I feel about myself.
People think bad about Camden, and just like anything else, once you live through it or live in it for so long, it just looks like regular. In a way, it's CrossFit is another thing that helps you live through it, because CrossFit keeps you in that mindset to keep going. Like, when you're doing the middle of a workout, it's hard, and you just want to quit. You know you can't, because you're right there, you're almost done. So when you live in Camden, you can't think, okay, I'm going to fall into this pressure because everyone else is doing it. You think your own way. You have your own mindset. I'm just keep going my goals because I got something to shoot for.